am joined on the phone today by the House Majority Leader, Representative Ryan Winkler. It's been a busy session. What's been going on lately?
Well, as you know, we have a large budget surplus. We have people in Minnesota who are struggling on paying expenses for a lot of things, including prescription drugs and child care and people trying to get back on their feet after COVID. So we've got a lot of big issues in front of us this session, and we've got a few weeks left to figure out what to do.
What are some of the DFL's priorities to use this surplus?
We know that a lot of people are having trouble with the combination of expenses that make it difficult to get ahead. So people with kids are having trouble paying for child care. People who are just at the beginning of their home ownership experience are having trouble finding affordable housing or affordable rental housing. That's a statewide issue. We know that gas prices have been high and inflation has been rising, and that we need to find ways to get more money into people's pockets. And so we're looking for ways to address all the bread and butter kitchen table issues that the average Minnesota family is working and struggling with right now.
And I know that some of the struggle, probably more on a local level, I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but the revaluation that some county assessors are doing, that are some property tax valuations are really increasing over here in Beltrami County. I don't know what sort of statutory thing is going on with property taxes on the state level, though.
That's the big challenge. Part of the housing affordability problem is that the value is going so high on so many properties all over the state. It's not just a Beltrami County or Lakes issue. It's a metro issue. It's all over the place. That means that as property tax valuations go up, property taxes can go up, which, of course, are largely set at the local level. But nonetheless, if your house value goes up and your income doesn't, then you may be stuck paying more out of pocket that you can't afford. So we're looking at a range of ways to help bring more affordability into the housing market, including help for people who are paying property taxes, people who are paying rent. It all bubbles through the housing market, and we have just a hot housing market that's becoming less affordable for most people.
All right. Well, Representative Winkler, what are some of the bills on deck for this week, either through committee or House votes?
We are preparing all of the supplemental budget bills to get passed in the House and Senate. The Republicans control the Senate. The Democrats control the House. We each are moving our budget bills forward in the next 2 weeks, and then we will have a few weeks to try to negotiate out the differences and try to get something done. We did set a two-year budget last year, so there's no threat of a state government shutdown or anything of that nature. It's just a question of if we can do good things with the state surplus that we have.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today, Representative Winkler. I'm sure we'll check in with each other again soon.
Okay. Thank you, Larissa.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.